You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
From making this book my life and trying to understand God, I'll give you my best guess as a preacher, what would be on the voicemail. It would be something like this. I love you. Won't you let me make things right? God is long-suffering, friends. He's not willing that any should perish. There'd be no mean message on your voicemail. He'd say, I love you. Won't you let me make things right? He'd say this, I have provided for myself a lamb. His name is Jesus. He'll save you from your sins. And he'll show you the way to heaven and eternal life. And then he would say, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Now, I am the spokesman for God here in the pulpit. I can take that right to do that. And that's what he would say to you. That's what would be on that voicemail message that you rejected and turned away and you didn't want to quite deal with it yet. Won't you let me make things right? Number two, ignore. What do you do when God calls you? Ignore. Hear the word of God, Romans 10:21. All day long I've stretched out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. In this case, when God calls you, you just ignore it. And you hope that he goes away. Or you can be like the atheists do, and they close their eyes, stick their fingers in their ears, and just repeat, there is no God. There is no God. There is no God. Number three, you could block the caller. That's the third option you can do here when God calls you on the phone. Block the caller. You see here, this is what you do when you get tired of number two, ignoring the call. You just block the caller so that you don't hear the call anymore. Now, when this is your attitude, God says, I reckon I can accommodate you if that's what you want. God is a gentleman. These are those whose cell phones never ring anymore. These are those whose cell phones never ring anymore. Then look at the trouble you're in. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, you he made alive who were dead. That's D-E-A-D, flat out, stone cold, on the ground, dead. You he made alive who were dead in your transgressions and sins. Heaven help you. You know, you can't do this. You can't. Don't block the caller. Because God's the only one who can revive you and restore you back to life. Number four, what's the fourth thing you could do? You could respond by text. You ever see, if you ever call someone really important, sometimes they've got that. Respond by text. The person you called is busy at the moment with an urgent appointment, and they'll call you back when it's convenient. That's the patent answer to put someone off for the time being, but not ending the relationship with that person. Amen? Does that describe you today? Do you find yourself too busy for God or that it's just not convenient at the moment? Maybe you just want to live what you think is life for a while. And then after you get older, you'll consider that old God thing. I know a young adult here in this county who loved the Lord, went to church twice a week her whole life. But then she graduated high school, went to college. Then she decided she wanted to have a little fun and live a little. No more God, no more Christian friends or influences, only friendship with the world. Then when God calls you, you just respond by text. You got it saved there in your phone. The person you've called is busy at the moment with an urgent appointment. And we'll call you back when it's convenient. You know, for that matter, there are some seasoned believers today who are responding to God by a text message. Not just unbelievers. Acts chapter 13, verse 2, it says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate for me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. These weren't unbelievers. Is God calling you somewhere and you're responding with that text message? The person you've called is busy at the moment with an urgent appointment and will call you back when it's convenient. Number five would be Skype. Who knows what Skype is? Or you guys here, used to be me, FaceTime. That's my dream answer. So who knows what Skype is? You know what Skype is, right? Skype, or for those with an iPhone, it's called FaceTime, is the ability to have a video chat face-to-face with the person on the other end. Imagine if we could do that with God. Can you picture that? Wow, man, I'd love to have God on my FaceTime. That's what I need. So here it is. Can you picture this? You just saw someone walking down the street, someone needy right in front of you, just a little bit further down the road. So you cross over on the other side of the street, like the priest and the Levite did. And then, of course, wait for it. Phone's ringing. It's Skype. You look down. Sure enough, who is it? It's God calling. Can you just imagine that? You answer the phone. Hello? Hello, it's God calling. What would he say then? You know what he'd say? He'd say, you fool, empty your wallet. As much as you didn't do it to the least of these, you didn't do it to me. That's what God would say. Oh, man, I need God on my cell phone. I got to get him on Skype on my phone. Boy, would it save me from a lot of heartache. You know, sometimes it's not fair. You know, the Bible says David would put on the breastplate known as the Urim and Thummim. And he would ask God, God, should I cross the street today or should I stay on my side of the street? And God would answer and say, cross the street today, my son. Now, of course, I'm being facetious to make a point, but don't you wish it was that easy today? Sometimes I don't know whether or not I should cross the street today. And don't say we have the Holy Spirit and David didn't, because he was one of two Old Testament saints that the Holy Spirit indwelt him. The other was Saul for a time. So, anyway, to Skype with God would be a plus. Amen? Might even keep me out of trouble. Okay, last answer I can come up with. What to do when God calls you on your cell phone? Answer. Answer the call. Answer the call, church. I'm here to tell you today, on the authority of the Word of God, God will not keep calling if you don't take his call. God told all of creation, Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, my spirit will not strive with man forever. And think about it. You got a phone call. Of all the people that could be calling you, from the governor, the IRS could call you, the president could call you, the new pope could call you. But no, it's Almighty God, the creator of the universe, calling you. And he's calling you because he loves you. And he wants to make things right between you and him again. Perhaps for the very first time. Perhaps like it used to be. So listen to this parable here. Matthew chapter 22, verse 1. Matthew 22, 1. It says, Jesus answered and spoke to them again in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son. Now listen to this. And he sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding. And they were not willing to come. You see, many are called. North, south, east, and west. Many are called. God is still sending out his servants today, calling people. Verse 4, and he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited or called, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed. All things are ready. Come to the wedding. Then it says, but they made light of it. It's the same thing. What do you do when God calls you? You got all these different excuses. Here it says they made light of it and went their ways. One to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized his servants and treated them spitefully and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious and sent out his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up the city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. And the king said to his servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him in the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then he said, for many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, we read in the Bible. But those who are chosen are the ones who respond correctly and enter in through the door. The Lord Jesus said in John 10:9, he said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. The Lord also said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So, what does God say when he calls you for the very first time? What are those instructions that I said at the beginning of this sermon? I can tell you if you'd like to know. It's one sentence. This is what God says when he'll call you. Meet me at the cross. Meet me at the cross. See, this is what happened here. These people here in this parable I just read to you, they didn't get in by the door. You see, they hopped over the fence. You'll find people like that who have hopped in over the fence. But you see, at the door where the Lord Jesus Christ is handing out wedding garments, and there's only one way to get to God. And the Bible apparently says people are going to hop in over the fence or sneak in some other door. But they're all going to have to give an account to God, and they've got to be wearing these wedding clothes. And when you come in through the door, the Lord Jesus Christ meets you and greets you and hands you the proper garment. And apparently here, these people didn't respond in faith. They didn't go in through the door. They didn't have their sins atoned for by Jesus Christ. Those who were chosen are the ones who responded correctly and entered in through the door. And again, he says, meet me at the cross. This is where you'll find me. From the Muslim, the Jew, the Hindu, atheist, unbeliever, skeptic, agnostic, whoever you are, he says, meet me at the cross. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. Is God calling you today? As I said before, everyone here has a built-in cell phone or receiver, a direct line from Almighty God himself. Is God calling you? Now, I say, which one of these six choices are you going to make? I want to encourage you today to choose number 6. Answer the call. Answer the call and choose life, as the license plate says. Choose life. Meet God at the cross where Jesus Christ died for all of our sins. And the Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself. Have you answered the call?